Egyptians are getting ready for an historic vote, their first presidential election since former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted during the Arab Spring. 12 candidates are in the running. One of them, former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik, is already dividing voters ahead of Wednesday's vote. Many consider Shafik a corrupt holdover from the old regime, but as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo, he is gaining widespread support from Egyptians fed up with the growing insecurity in their country.
Ahmed Shafik spends more time these days trying to clear his name than talking about what he'll do if he is elected president. At a recent news conference, he lashed out at allegations that he was involved in shady land deals during the regime of ousted President Hosni Mubarak. He accused the Islamist lawmaker who made the claim of working for Egypt's hated state security service. Neither the allegations nor his mudslinging appear to be dampening support for the retired Air Force general. He was applauded at the news conference. He came in second in a recent poll of voters, conducted by the state-funded Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies. The survey found 1 in 5 Egyptians back Shafik. Supporter Mohammed Shahata says he's not surprised his candidate is gaining ground. The 22-year-old journalism graduate is convinced Shafik, who has good relations with Egypt's ruling generals and security forces, is the only one who can bring back law and order.
We need someone with a military background just to enforce stability in the country. I don't want to try someone new. I don't want to try an Islamic regime. I don't want to try with the leftists.
Computer science teacher Raymond Munir Hosayen agrees. The Coptic Christian dismisses those who call Shafik Falul, or remnant of the old regime. He views Shafik as a potential stalwart against the Islamist-controlled parliament. Things in Egypt are worse now than they ever were under Mubarak, Hosayen says. Like Mubarak, Shafik is a former fighter pilot. He commanded the Egyptian Air Force for 6 years before becoming the country's first civil aviation minister. Some analysts say his successes were overshadowed by allegations of graft. Khalid Fahmi chairs the history department at the American University in Cairo.
The questions about his financial dealings had to do not with the renovation of Egypt Air, but with the rebuilding of airports, civilian airfields throughout the country. And the question the people raise about him is that he had many dealings with Mubarak's sons in passing many dubious deals in that field.
Analysts say Shafik also has to contend with the notoriety of being Mubarak's last prime minister. His relationship with protesters at Tahrir Square last year was strained. He dismissed them as whiners and offered to send them candy. Like Mubarak, Shafik was eventually forced to resign. But these days, many people yearn for the stability of the old regime as they face growing insecurity and a weakening economy, says Hassan Abu Talib, who is a consultant for the Al-Ahram Center.
For many people, Shafik is a man for stability, a man for security, a man for moderate economic liberalism.
But a Shafik victory in this week's voting is far from certain. His candidacy drew many protesters back to Tahrir Square when election officials gave the retired general the green light to run. Vandals have also destroyed many of his campaign posters around Cairo. At Shafik's campaign headquarters here, official Amr Hussein tries to boost the spirits of dozens of volunteers. He tells them it's a tough race in which competitors are using dirty tricks to undermine Shafik. But Hussein adds they owe it to Egypt to get their candidate's message out there. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.